This is Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens with me, Laura Hosford. Do you feel like life is a mystery to be solved? That you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul, and hear my call. I am your waking inner goddess speaking to you. I am here to call you home and activate your deepest prayer inside of you. As an emissary for the goddess, I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Now get ready and join me as we get your goddess groove on right now. Hello and welcome everyone to Get Your Goddess Groove On radio show with me, your host, Laura Hosford. And I'm very excited today to introduce to you a beautiful new guest on my show. Her name is Vaughn Galt, and she is here with me today. We're going to be discussing and bringing in the beautiful energies of Goddess Kuan Yin and talking about goddesses of the fifth dimension and much more. So first, let me just take a moment to introduce Vaughn Galt to the radio show. She is an author of Buddhist Mandalas, Explore Parallel Realities with Sacred Geometry, and The Buddhist Guide to Manifest Parallel Realities Using the Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Path in the Age of Consciousness. So today our topic is Vaughn Galt and I are going to be discussing is, if you are confused why in this time of a global awakening, we are in these troubling times of civil unrest, global pandemics, government mistrust, corporate mismanagement, gender feuds, and a huge list of repressed issues that are now surfacing into the planet, then our beautiful guest speaker today and Buddhist author, Vaughn Galt, she's going to bring us a very interesting perspective today that we're going to explore in our healing conversation with the goddess. So she's going to be talking about today about and explaining how the Earth is moving to a new parallel reality that exists in the fifth dimension. And her indigenous beliefs speak of a time when we switch from the cycle of separation that we have been experiencing on this earth for many thousands of years into a new cycle of unity consciousness, which ushers us, humanity and the earth, into the golden age of enlightenment of humanity, the golden age of peace. So let me just share a little bit about Vaughn Galt's bio and background, excuse me. So she is a Buddhist author, and her perspective on the awakening and the ascension of Earth further into the fifth dimension comes from her upbringing as a Tibetan Buddhist. She is going to explain how her tribal Laos Hmong, I hope I'm saying that right, heritage, going further back into the Lemurian Buddhist folklores about our ancient times, can help with transitioning us into the galactic golden age of humanity. She has spent the last 20 years compiling scientific research through following the collaboration between Buddhist monks and academic research institutions to explain how sacred geometry is Buddhist mandalas. I love that. In her book, Buddhist Mandalas, Explore Parallel Realities with Sacred Geometry, she wrote this book during the COVID-19 pandemic, and now she's going to help us to go deep into this beautiful topic today to explain how the fifth dimension is full of goddesses of high frequency and what the feminine energy is looking like or is like in the fifth dimensional reality and state of consciousness. She also is going to explain how studying sacred geometry can help you to rewire your consciousness to tune into the fifth dimensional energy that Earth is leaping further into. She earned her Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Washington and earned her MBA in e-business management from Westwood College of Technology. Aside from being an author, she's a working mom in the IT industry, and she lives in Seattle, Washington, with her husband and two children. So let's now welcome, give a warm, warm welcome to Van Galt. Thank you so much for being on my show and welcome.
You're welcome, Lauren. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction. I don't know if I can live up to that introduction.
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yes, thank you. Yes, just for your guests as well, you know, I just want to kind of demystify the awakening and the ascension process and the fifth dimension. I want to kind of clarify those three terms.
Okay.
So, you know, because they're kind of buzzwords right now, and they have been for the last decade and more so as we go into the fifth dimension, but they're very ancient concepts in many, many traditions. And of course, the tradition that I come from, that I was born into, and I'm familiar with, is Buddhism. So in Buddhism, awakening is like a Buddha in Sanskrit. The word Bud in Sanskrit means to awake from the dream of the holographic reality. Okay, so to be a Buddha is to be awake. So everybody who's awakened is a Buddha, all right? Mm-hmm. It's just another word for somebody who's awake. And awakening, it's very simple. It's somebody who's realized that they exist in a holographic reality that is responding to the commands of its user. So you are the cause, and everything else in your reality is the effect of your frequency. So that's just a simple definition of awakening. And then ascension is, again, a very ancient term. Ascension is simply the process of raising your energetic frequency by living the best version of you. And by living the best version of you, the result is that you positively affect not only yourself, but you also affect those around you, and your inner bliss manifests a parallel reality that matches your frequency. So the process of ascension is to raise your Merkaba, raise your energy up the different levels of consciousness all the way to Buddhahood. So in Buddhism, when you get to the point where you reach Buddhahood, you enter the final doorway, and that point is where it could take people many lifetimes to do that, or one. It's up to them. But at that point, they relinquish their ego identity, and they get reabsorbed with the universal one mind of the Lord or God in the void. So those are very very complex esoteric topics for very advanced souls to work on, but it is a process of ascension and raising your energy. And the wonderful thing about my book, Buddhist Mandalas, that I recently published, I brought it here. It's great. Beautiful Kuan Yin, but there's actually this version is a copy of the proof version, but the real one doesn't have this line. But it's a beautiful image of Kuan Yin in her Buddhist mandala. And as you notice in all ancient depictions of Buddhist mandalas, you will have the teacher that will have a halo around the head and a halo around their body. And those two halos are the energy frequency, and they've proven this in science, that comes out of your body. And that energy frequency is your Merkaba. In Judaism, they call it your Merkaba. In Hinduism and other traditions, they call it your Merkaba. And just to demystify what a Merkaba or Merkaba is, Mer means light. Ba means spirit. Or Ka means spirit, and Ba means body. So your Merkaba is your light body. It is your energy. It is your mandala. And the more that you raise your energy and you raise your consciousness by being the best version of you, the more you perfect that light body, that Merkaba. And that Merkaba is your traveling through your Merkaba between different parallel realities. And you know you've had parallel reality experiences when you see the residue, when you change your perspective on something in your life, And then all of a sudden, in your reality, the hedges in your neighbor's house that used to be barren is now full. Mm-hmm. Your spouse or your boyfriend, girlfriend, who used to never like mustard and everything, now loves mustard, has always loved mustard and everything. And you're like, well, who are you? So those are the residue experience of manifesting different realities. And the training is to become a conscious manifester so that you know how you're doing it and you can, you know, ride through reality into the fifth dimension a lot more smoothly.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful explanation. I love that. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, we talk about the fifth dimension being a destination, but that destination is really internal to us and internal to our own, as you're beautifully describing, our own ascension process, our own enlightenment process, whatever word you resonate with, mm-hmm. and our own, you know, returning to the inner state of our own, you know, frequency, our own soul frequency. Of our own divine blueprint are the words that I use, and returning to that truth, returning to the fact that we are already whole and complete. We are already all of that, and just really coming through to really bring that through in this human experience more and more and more.
Right. And, you know, this is very common amongst many people who are just beginning to do their awakening, or they're just in the early stages of their awakening process. Mm-hmm. And basically it's this: everything you do in your life, and Buddha talks about this, and Kuan Yin is a wonderful Buddha as well, who talks about this, and she really speaks to lots of women. Tara, which is another wonderful female Buddha, talks about this, about embracing your divine feminine. And basically it's this: every single thing in your life, you are building. So from your perspective about your job, your perspective about your relationship, your perspective about your body, your children, your house, whatever it is that you are working on, you are deciding how you're going to have that experience. And the thing is everyone already has a high energy frequency. But when we get born into this reality, we completely forget our lives prior to this experience, and that we have already been infinite and will continue to be infinite long after this one experience of this lifetime. And in Buddhism, we have the belief in reincarnation because we have the belief that we are already infinite. And the reason why people in this dimension so far have low frequency is because when they get born into this reality, there's a lot of conditioning that happens, whether it's conditioning through media or TV, conditioning through family, society, your, you know, school, your religion, your, you know, everything, your parents, all these different external factors put these different conditioning on you. And so then you grow into life with these preconceived notions about yourself and other people that may not even be how you believe. But you have been conditioned to believe that, and that conditioning to believe and live your life in a certain way lowers your energy if it is not of high caliber, if it's not of integrity. So let me give you some examples that happens a lot for women. In many, many cultures, the condition is to be extremely skinny and extremely beautiful. So we have body image conditioning. And our value as women is based off of that body image that men look at us as, especially if you're heterosexual. You don't believe that you are not worthy. That is not an inherent natural belief. You don't come out of the womb thinking that you're not worthy, that you're living in sin, that your body is sinful. You don't have those belief systems. Many women accept those belief systems and internalize it because it's continued to be enforced in their life through the external reality. And so that's an example of conditioning that is not your belief. And when you change and you look at that, in Buddhism, we use the Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Paths, mm-hmm. Which I wrote a book about in much detail, and we use that to apply to our issues that we are working on that's repressing our energy and lowering our frequency. And once you address the abundance block that's lowering that frequency, you address that belief system that holds your energy down, that issue is no longer an issue. And you see that you're beautiful in all sizes. And whatever size you morph into, you're going to continue to be beautiful. So your energy raises and you feel lighter. So that's one example of many that women struggle with as we go further into the fifth dimension. And I do want to explain the fifth dimension a little bit more in detail too, and how is this going to play in our lives.
Please.
So, you know, in between 2010 to 2012, around 2012 is the very end of it, many indigenous cultures throughout the world, and Buddhists speculate that these indigenous traditions may have links to possibly Lemuria, because they hold a lot of the same things, and no other parts of the world were tuned into this. But regardless of that, between 2010 to 2012, you had the chiefs of the Easter Islands, you had Native American chiefs, you had chiefs of the Mayans, and of course you had Buddhism. And what we did was we did the awakening ceremonies. And in Buddhism, we use these huge, huge bells that are like 2-3 stories tall to bang and do our awakening ceremonies to kind of, you know, tune in. And that was just symbolic. It wasn't Armageddon. But the awakening ceremonies closed out Earth's cycle of polarity, of seeing separatism, seeing differences. And it welcomed in a new energy, which is unity consciousness, which is collaboration and oneness, and seeing similarities amongst each other and working with each other. So we welcome in the cycle of unity consciousness. And then we waited to see what the Earth was going to do, because we had no clue. It's been so long, and we're so disconnected from our ancient roots. Mm-hmm. So we have no clue how we were going to usher in the fifth dimension. How was the golden age of humanity that was going to be around for over 1,000 years and beyond, and take us into that galactic interstellar age where we finally grown up and is able to communicate with higher beings of other existences in the multiverse and in the multiple universes. And it sounds a little Star Trek, but it's just the Buddhist belief. So it's kind of fun. So, but we were not there yet. So we've been waiting a long time to get there to a level of consciousness that can finally move to the next phase of humanity. And so then we waited. And what ended up happening, and I found this out in my 20 years of research, I've always been familiar with awakening and ascension through the Buddhist tradition. But the fifth dimension was a little mystery, because it's just a folklore. Well, after around 2012, things started changing in our reality. So you can find this out in the Schumann resonance, okay? So what the Schumann resonance is, and I've been following the work for 20 years, the Institute of Noetic Sciences, which was started by astronaut Dr. Edgar Mitchell, and he worked with the HeartMath Institute, and they worked with Princeton University. And in 1999, they put over 70 random number generators all across the world. And they work like a seismology detector. So they detect the energy of the Earth. Mm-hmm. And for a very, very long time, all she was 7.83 hertz. Okay, that was her song. That was her heart song. She never changed. And all of a sudden, whenever a huge event happens to the Earth or the masses, because humans also send out this heart energy. Remember that Merkaba that has the big energy around your body? Mm-hmm. And is bigger than your brain, because it is 5,000 times stronger than the energy that comes out of your brain. Your heart is 5,000 times stronger, and people can feel that heart energy. And so when people in a mass area feel the heart energy of something and they're emotional, the Earth responds to people as well. as well as responding to things that's happening to her body, like an earthquake or a tsunami. So just to kind of fast forward to this, what they found is, like in 9/11, they predicted through the Schumann resonance and the Global Consciousness Project that she spiked up to like 10 or 14 hertz. And they thought that was amazing because she's always been 7.83. And then in other major events like tsunamis and earthquakes, she would spike again. And it would go to 14, it would go to 20, it would go to 30. And people were like, this is amazing. She's never done anything. And now all of a sudden she's spiking. Well, once we passed the threshold from 2020, it started getting even higher. And more recently, it's going to 60 to 80 to 120. She's doing leaps. So after watching this for 20 years, what we know in science is that whenever the Earth has her spikes in her energy, what happens is they looked at history. And whenever she does a spike, you have major wars that are happening as well as major renaissance. And the reason why that is just like animals, people act much like animals. They can tell when an earthquake is going to happen and they start getting nervous and start, you know, looking for shelter. Animals move away to higher ground naturally. Mm-hmm. People feel the same energy, but they don't know why. They feel the same anxiety. So, so this is happening, and what is happening is the energy is bringing up, the energy of Earth is like an amplifier, okay? She does not have any opinion on right or wrong. She's just an amplifier, a catalyst, and all she's doing is raising the energy, and when the energy is raised up, it brings up everything from the bottom of the sea. So all your dirty deeds, all your repressed issues, all your hidden stuff that you've been, the dark night of the soul that you've been hiding behind, it will bring all that up so that you can address it, work on those repressed issues, and move on to the good stuff. But if you don't work on it, it will keep coming up higher and worse and worse and worse, and it can be extremely difficult, and it has taken people down. Unfortunately, that's the dark side of not working on your issues. They can be the end of you if you don't work on it. So there's so many resources to work on these issues. And the thing is, she used to be making small hurts. Now she's making leaps. She's not doing baby steps anymore. Whenever she makes these leaps, we're going further into the fifth dimension. We're going further into the higher energies. And I'm going to give you another analogy to understand this. So everybody is familiar with TV, okay? Everybody's gone and shopped for a TV. And when you go and you shop for a TV, the old TVs will have maybe 24 hertz or 24 frames per second. The picture changes much slower, and you can see the change in the pixelation. But when you move on to the better pictures, quality TVs, you move on to the higher quality TVs, mm-hmm. the hertz and the frames will change so much faster because now they are 60 to 120 hertz, okay, per second. So they're changing the picture quality so much faster that you can't really tell those changes and how often they refreshes. And in your reality, when Earth changes her frequency from 7.83 all the way up to these high numbers, before, if you were awakened, you would see some of the changes in your reality. You'll see maybe a warp in, warp out. You maybe see some kind of fading. But now she's changing so much faster, the picture quality, that you can't really tell the differences except for the reality has changed. You see residue, like I said. All of a sudden, the neighbor's yard has different shrubbery that is different from what you remember. All of a sudden, there's this huge tree in your neighborhood, and you've lived there for 30 years, and you've never seen that tree, and that is an old tree. Those personal Mandela effect residue is your symbol that you have moved to a different parallel reality. And in Buddhism, all we talk about is reality changing. Your perception, what you perceive is what you, you know, see, and all that kind of stuff. Most of Buddha's quotes and Kuan Yin's quotes are about changing your energy and changing your reality. And that is what is happening.
Yeah, and I can so, that is so true. Like, I've noticed that in my own realities, mm-hmm. you know.
What changing. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things I first noticed a couple of years ago probably was the languaging that I was using and how, you know, the words and the phrases that used to be from years ago when I was living, you know, pretty much in the third dimensional consciousness. But as I shifted my own consciousness, my own language, internal language changed, you know, and how I was speaking changed. And that was one of the first things that I noticed. However, I also noticed that the outer reality changing in the sense that I am more grounded in my body. And so therefore I can see, you know, things that I couldn't see before, just like you're describing.
Can you give me some examples? Because this is the thing that people need to understand.
Yeah.
Everybody is familiar with the fun stuff like the Berenstain bears, you know, logos changing from like if you, I would get Febreze. And for a while, it changed to Febreze. So I didn't buy that for a while, and then it changed back. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go buy the air freshener again. But everybody's familiar with that kind of stuff, and then they just shake it off because this is just too complex for them. So if people can explain their personal changes in their reality, then it will normalize that phenomenon.
That's very true. You know, I think for me that it was more of I could just see, especially nature. And it was more crisp, more clear. The sun was brighter. The skies were brighter. You know, nature just really, it was almost like the nature was coming into this reality, into my personal hologram, and radiating everything with beauty. Mm-hmm. Beauty has been increased in my own personal consciousness just, I don't know, 100-fold. And
the colors are brighter.
And yeah. And also I noticed also that when you were talking about the heart coherency field and, you know, radiating from the heart, I can just be, you know, out at the grocery store or at the bank or whatever. And people, I can notice they're looking and they don't really know, but they're sensing something different about me. And I'll see them smile or they'll be, you know, just saying something really kind or something kind of like wanting to have a conversation and, you know, really just looking at me and just really not avoiding the eye contact, but really wanting to engage and lean into, oh, I want to connect with you. So
I feel your higher energy.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Have you noticed any kind of parallel people as well, where there's a different character that never was, that you never remembered before of somebody that you know?
Like, yeah, I mean, I think I've noticed that people have come in and out of my life. And, you know, and so as I've changed frequencies, some people will be with me along the journey for a period of time. But yet then, you know, because we're all growing and shifting at our own pace, according to our own life plan, you know, they may have drifted out of my life and they may drift back in and new people will show up. And I'm just like, no judgment, no right or wrong. It's just all part of the growing evolution of each of us and our own personal consciousness.
Exactly.
So wonderful. So we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes to continue this wonderful conversation here with Von Galt. And also, if you have any questions, please feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Thank you.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Do you struggle with transitions? Do fear and stifling limitations hold you back? There are soulful solutions right at your fingertips. Join me, Shamise Daniel, for inspiring conversations with spiritual leaders who can give you the tools you need to calm your inner storm and ignite your soul's fire. Tune in to Soulful Travel Adventures every first and third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit rachelchase.com.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So I hope you're enjoying this discussion as much as I am today, learning so much here with Von Gott and talking about the Buddhist view on the female bodhisattva and Buddha and Kuan Yin's role in humanity's ascension to the fifth dimension. So we're now going to go into this next segment here about what is the story of Kuan Yin and what she has here to share with us today. And if you could share with us, that would be wonderful.
Yes. And really quick, I want to kind of close out any kind of lingering questions about the Schumann resonance of Earth.
Okay.
You know, her heartbeat and going up into the higher frequencies and higher energies. You know, the fifth dimension is, like I said, there's nothing is in Buddhism, nothing is really real. It's real enough so that you can play the infinite game and grow and enjoy the experience. But everybody's energy and everything is energy. And when you have your awakening, you'll start seeing energy everywhere. So your reality is malleable. But the real quick thing about the Schumann resonance is when these higher energies come into the earth and it affects all the animals, including us, what they have shown in light and sound research is that when you shine higher light into animals, it will change their energetic DNA. It will change their DNA. So let me give you an example. So there was this research done on salamander eggs. So they had got the light frequency that was communicating between salamander eggs, and they shone it on a chicken egg, and a chicken embryo grew and born a salamander. So they can change the actual DNA from the light frequency. And I write this in my book, Buddhist Mandalas, with the scientific evidence and the cited the source and all of that. So when these higher energies from the Schumann resonance, from the Earth's ionosphere comes in higher and higher, it is affecting us and it is upgrading us as well. So you may notice some things where all of a sudden your skin is a little bit more vibrant. Your health is a little bit better. Your immunity is a little bit better. You feel a little bit more energy, like you could do more stuff. These are all the positive signs of you getting an upgrade in in your nervous system. If you're working on your ascension and awakening work and you're catching up and keeping pace with those higher energies, if you don't work on your awakening and ascension at this time, you're going to struggle with those energies. And I'm going to give you an analogy of this. It's I go in the water a lot. If you go sailing, okay, and you're still stuck in the 3D way of sailing, you're going to do the same thing you always have, and you're going to get frustrated because you're not getting the result that you wanted. Well, maybe you need to stop and realize that the wind has changed. It has picked up. The energy has changed. And so now you have to put your sails up and change the way you navigate so that you can have a better sailing experience. And just changing the energy of the wind a couple of knots will take you to a completely different part of the earth. So it's the same exact thing. Another great analogy is like with rivers and streams. When the energy of the currents change, it brings up all the gunk on the bottom of the water, all the dirt. And then that dirt needs to be transmuted and changed. And when it does, the stream is pristine. Okay? So these are really great nature analogies, and we should apply it to our lives because that's exactly what's happening. Do you want to continue to struggle with the gunk, or do you want to have a pristine stream in your life?
Absolutely. And I think that's where, you know, really a good analogy would be talking about the divine feminine.
Yes.
And how the return of the divine feminine from the galactic core, the galactic sun, and all of these beautiful energies that are coming in that are also involved with refilling the grids in Mother Earth with these higher frequencies. And as these grids and the chakras are turned up to higher frequency levels, as you were so beautifully stating, it is impacting us as humans. And if we are open to receive those frequencies and, you know, do the inner work to release kind of the muck, right, and release the denser energies of the previous experience in the third dimensional hologram, then we can begin to flow, you know, like the water flowing through us. I mean, we're mostly made of water.
Yeah.
And we can begin to get unstuck and release all the beliefs and the blocks and begin to open up to an easier, more graceful life.
Exactly. Kind of go with it. And, you know, things that are not going to serve you are going to continue to challenge you. It's going to continue to challenge you and challenge you and challenge you, challenge you, and get harder and harder and harder so that you can work on it and let it go. It doesn't serve you in these higher dimensions. And so if something in your life is continuing to come back as worse and worse experiences, that's your sign that you're pushing against the current. Okay? You're not going to push against the tsunami. All right? So just keep that in mind, ladies. And the thing that is very foundation in Buddhism, and I'm going to go into Kuan Yin and her beautiful story, is that there is a stream of energy that flows through everyone. Okay? And this is why this unity consciousness is the energy of this dimension. The universal one mind is what Buddhist monks and nuns call the consciousness that resides in all sentient beings, all humans, all men, all women, all older, all younger, all people have the same universal consciousness that resides in them. But that consciousness, which you would call the Lord, that universal consciousness is not going to tell you what to do or how to do things, because otherwise there'll be no point in you incarnating and having your own experience. You would never grow if it did stuff for you. So what it does is it watches and waits for you to have your awakening and start working on your ascension. And when you awaken and start working on your ascension, you're going to start coming into the greater reality that there are spirit guides and angels, your deceased loved ones. There is a plethora of people on the other side who is going to help you with your journey through synchronicity. So you are not alone. And I, you know, on a side note, for my research Buddhist mandalas, I did a lot of research over 20 years in energy medicine, or energy healing. And I'm very familiar with the Eastern modalities. But in the Western modalities, I was studying a lot, and I learned about this one called quantum healing hypnosis technique, QHHT. Mm-hmm. It was developed, a very simplified technique developed by a hypnotherapist and author, Dolores Cannon. And she spent 40 years doing this research, and I just love the method. So I use that method for my private practice. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to clients about their journey and about their wheel dharma and their struggles with these repressed 3D energies that they want to unblock and get to their awakening ascension, so they can have and thrive in that 5D life. It's the same consciousness in everyone. I have the same conversation in every single client. I talk to the same universal one mind. So there is scientific evidence, not just in quantum healing hypnosis technique, but in science. It's the same universal energy in everyone. So that stream is trying to flow cleaner and smoothly in your life. And you just need to get out of your way. So let's talk about Kuan Yin and how
let's talk about Kuan Yin.
How did she become a bodhisattva? And this is a really great example of how, and Kuan Yin, everybody is familiar with Kuan Yin. She's the bodhisattva of companion. But how did she become the bodhisattva of companion? So Kuan Yin, she is a Chinese princess in ancient times, and she has toxic parents, okay? She was always very spiritual, and her toxic parents, they tried to save their kingdom by arranging a marriage. This is one, there's a lot of stories about Kuan Yin, but this is one of the foundations. They tried to have her be part of an arranged marriage to save the kingdom, and she said no. She did not love the guy. She didn't want the arranged marriage. So her father, who was very angry about that, he hired a bunch of assassins to try to kill her. Okay, and she was like 16 at the time. And every time an assassin would try to kill her, it could not pierce her body. Her body somehow was invincible, so she couldn't be hurt or be killed. And so he gave up trying to kill her out of his rage that she would not be part of this arranged marriage. And so he sent her to a monastery and said, go to the monastery. I don't want to see you. So she went to the monastery and continued her spiritual development and growth. When her father was sick, he came down with a major illness. He was told by his medical advisors and people in his family that there is a very enlightened healer with high sixth senses in the mountains, in the monastery there. So he sent for that healer. It was his daughter, Kuan Yin.
Oh,
so
wow.
He was very surprised to find out that the healer was his daughter that he banished. So, of course, she healed him through her presence, through energy healing. And in Buddhism, we have what we call the Thangkas. And it's a document of all the different energy healing modalities, and there is a lot of energy healing modalities. When you get into the higher frequencies and consciousness, you yourself, your presence alone is healing. But so she healed her father, and as a thank you, he built the Kuan Yin Monastery in the mountains for her. So her and her practitioners would practice energy healing and heal people. It's kind of like a medical hospital. And a monastery. Well, there were neighboring monasteries, a neighboring male monastery of monks that were very envious of her and her monastery's success. And they were very envious of her sixth sense. Because as you go into the higher frequencies and energy, you start coming into your sixth senses. The gifts that you brought with you from the spirit world into this reality, when you get through your awakening ascension, your six senses start activating because they're your spiritual senses. So this monastery was very jealous of her, and so they kidnapped her. And they kidnapped her to have her work for them. They wanted all the success. They wanted the healer. They wanted the energy healer working for them, and they wanted everybody to come. So it's a little bit kind of a commerce rivalry. So her father was so angry about this. He thought that she was fornicating with these monks. And so he was extremely embarrassed. So he had the Kuan Yin Monastery burnt down, including all the people and the monks and the nuns in that monastery. And so her father is very toxic. So
very toxic.
And if you are born into a family that has some toxic family members, you could probably relate.
Yes.
So anyways, when she when she finally made it back and escaped and went to her monastery, she saw this devastation and she was completely hurt by it, and heartbroken. And the spirit world saw this, and you know, this kind of goes into you what you send out, you get back. Okay, whatever you are comes back to you. So her father, all his heirs became infertile. So no one could have any children. They tried, but they couldn't. So his kingdom eventually perished because there was no descendants, except for Kuan Yin. And when they passed, when they passed on, Kuan Yin believed that her parents went to a lower dimension after they died, that they went to the lower realms of consciousness where the jinn, or what you know you guys would call in the West demons and ghosts, hungry ghosts is what Buddhists call them, lost souls, all that
lower astral plane,
lower astral plane,
astral plane, yeah.
Thank you. So, or hell, if you want to call it that, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a perception, but she believed that they went there, and so she never knew who she was talking to. So whenever she comes across a lower consciousness being, whether it's a person or a hungry ghost or a ghost, she would send them a lot of unconditional love for whatever they did as lost souls, and she would give them a dharma talk about consciousness, that they can break through this and that they can redeem themselves and they can get into the higher consciousness and they can reach Buddhahood as well. And so because of her love for her parents, she always gives unconditional love to the people and tormented souls that struggle the most, because they could be her parents in disguise and she doesn't know it. So upon her death, when she was going to go to Buddhahood, return to the void, she heard the cries of all of humanity that still suffer in their repressed issues. And so she turned back and vowed that she was going to help all of humanity get to the fifth dimension, get into the higher dimensions, get out of those repressed issues that they suffer with, because they could be her parents. And if they aren't her parents, she understands how they got that way because they didn't know. And so Kuan Yin, you know, in the spirit world, she works with tormented souls that got caught up in the 3D games. They got caught up in the story. And she works with them to overcome the wheel of Dharma and ascend up to, you know, to Buddhahood. She works with awakening and ascension on the spirit world. And, you know, she's typically depicted as 16 years old, because that was when she was banished to the monastery by her father. And she typically, she does not cut her hair. She did not want to shave her hair when she went to the monastery. And she still wore fashionable clothing because she's a princess. So
yeah.
Kuan Yin, that's always the representation of her. She's kind of a hipster. So she's always fashionable. So, and then Kuan Yin is believed to continue to come back and share the Dharma talks and the wisdom. And because of that, the Bodhisattvahood was created. And the Bodhisattvahood is, it's a legion of people who decide to help everyone work on their awakening and ascension into Buddhahood. Okay. So that's Kuan Yin's story. And if she can overcome all of that and still thrive, so can we.
Yes. That's a powerful, powerful message and a powerful story, that she remained true to her calling, her inner spiritual nature, to stay in alignment with that and not be, you know, taken off course really from toxic parents or other, you know, all the outer things going on, kind of like what's going on now in our world. And maybe we could talk a little bit about that and how the beautiful story of Kuan Yin, and being that she is a divine feminine Christed consciousness also,
mm-hmm. yep.
representing the divine feminine energies, and She's one of the many goddesses that I have that have been returning and are returning now to help us to reach enlightenment. And I love her story. And so now what's happening in the world, we can talk about the pandemic and the COVID-19 and, you know, the government and healthcare and, you know, all of these kind of disparaging things, all this chaos and conflict going on in the world. You know, what do you feel about that? Or what is the message that you think that Kuan Yin and being a higher consciousness in the fifth dimension and beyond, how can her story help us or reflect and shine on the higher truth of all this going on today?
Right. So the thing is, you got to still remember two foundational things, and all of these external things are distractions, because remember, we're playing in the infinite game. Okay, we're playing in the infinite game. We are souls having a human experience, playing this wonderful game for our own amusement and for our own spiritual evolution. Okay, but the universe of one mind, the Lord, is in everyone, the good and the quote-unquote bad people, in everything. Okay, so never forget that. Also, reality. There are multiple realities, like we talked about earlier, about parallel realities, and that your consciousness changes based on your perception of things and your perspective of things. And that change on your perspective of things makes you either a better or a lower version of yourself. And that frequency matches a parallel reality that is already existing, but now you're existing within that reality because you match that frequency. So there are multiple realities, and you know this because you've had your personal Mandela effects residue. Okay, you're not crazy when you see something different in your reality that you know was not there before, and you've had years and decades of remembering and playing with that exact experience, like the tree that all of a sudden shows up in your neighborhood that was never there your whole life. So, and you may even have people that can corroborate that as well, that, oh, that was not there either. I don't remember that one. I've lived here my whole life too. So, so, you know, there's parallel realities. And so with the pandemic and with the this and with the that that's going on, remember, these are stories that people are playing in, but you don't have to play those games. You don't have to play every game that's presented on the game board.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You can, if you want to, because you're attracted to it, it might be part of your life plan. But if you're really strongly attracted to a certain game in the game board, like you really are strong about this movement or that movement, then maybe it's for you to do that. But if you're not really engaged or really resonate with something, maybe it's not for you. And so like a phoenix rising through the ashes, all these are things going on, and they are working out their repressed 3D issues to get into the fifth dimension. And if you're already there, just be a spectator and rise through it. Work on your personal life and bettering your personal life and yourself. You can apply the Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Paths. I wrote a book on it that you can use to work on your repressed issues. And if you don't have repressed issues because you've already worked on your mommy, daddy issues, you've already worked on your body image or childhood issues or whatever issues, 3D baggage that you have, you've already worked on that. When these energies come in, it's going to bring out what you are. It's going to amplify what you are. So if you worked on these lower frequency issues, there's nothing to bring up. So all you are is more of the positive. So more opportunity, more abundance, more thriving will come to you. And so then you have a different challenge, which is what I have, is how do you balance all this good stuff and all these opportunities? And so then you just have to kind of pare it down and narrow down and focus on what is going to benefit you the most.
So really almost, we just have about a minute left, but it's almost like the law of resonance comes in, and whatever frequency you're vibrating at is going to be amplified at that point.
Right.
And to me, it feels like, you know, a tipping point, you know, and our higher self, our divine team, you know, are guiding us. The goddesses are guiding us. Mm-hmm. And you can certainly for those attracted to Kuan Yin. I certainly work with Kuan Yin myself. She can be a beautiful mentor and guide, and to directly, and I think that's, you know, what's been coming through a lot in my own work is the goddesses are coming through to work with us directly. They want to personally mentor us through this time to help us to move into these higher frequencies of consciousness and really achieve enlightenment. So
exactly. And you know what? I always have this, I always try to leave with a last message really quick, if okay. I can. In my hypnosis sessions, the universal one mind says the same thing for everyone. So I put it into these quick sentences. And I want everybody to really listen to what the universe is telling us. And this is the message that comes through in my hypnosis sessions. The message is, you've always been enough. Use the gifts and the resources all around you to create a life you want to experience, a life full of joy and love. And the spirit world will nudge you through synchronicity. You can do it, ladies.
Beautiful, beautiful message. I love that. And wrapping up today, Von Galt, it's been a great pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you so much for your wisdom, your bravery, your courage. And we'll post in the link where you can get more information about Von Galt, and you can also order her book and get in touch with her to learn more about her work. So thank you all so much for being here today with us on Get Your Goddess Groove On. And here's her beautiful books. Thank you for sharing that with us so people can get a visual. And just a brief thank you to Kuan Yin and all the beautiful goddesses who are here to holding us all in this beautiful healing space. Have a blessed week, everyone. And I'll look forward to seeing you again on our show in 2 weeks. Thank you so much. You have been listening to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I provide you with a healing sanctuary for awakening and rebirthing your own divine connection with the goddess. It is time to embody the sacred rebel goddess you came to be. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.laurahosford.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.